Thanks so much, Julia. The Madras woman responsible for the car accident that killed a man last November was sentenced today. Andrea Orozco will serve 3 months in jail, pay nearly $1,000 in fines, and will have her driver's license suspended for 5.5 years. Police say Orozco was driving with a suspended license last November when she ran a stop sign in Jefferson County. Leonard Ross was killed when her car hit his. The accident also injured 10 others. U.S. Senator Ron Wyden just made a stop through Central Oregon and is pushing Northwest power officials to fast-track a project that would bring more businesses like Facebook to the area. Wyden met with Bonneville Power Administration, Central Electric Co-op, and local politicians in Redmond this morning.
Mark Zuckerberg, the head of Facebook, came to see me at my office in Washington, D.C. He's really excited about Facebook being in Prineville. And I think we've got a lot of opportunities to get more data centers, to get these technology firms that pay salaries that are more than twice what the minimum wage is, and bring those dollars into the community.
He says he's pretty sure he secured a commitment from Bonneville Power to have its schedule of short-term and long-term power needs done by the end of the year. He says then businesses and engineers need to step up next and have their reports and analysis done to show that they are also serious about locating these types of jobs in Oregon. Wyden also stopped by Bend High School to talk about the farm-to-school program. Unemployment remained unchanged for the third month in a row in Central Oregon. In September, unemployment in Deschutes County was 12.7% and Jefferson County 13.5%. And in Crook County, 15.8%. All three counties have lower unemployment levels than a year ago. Both Deschutes and Jefferson counties lost jobs in September. Deschutes lost 310 jobs and Jefferson lost 30 jobs. Crook County actually added 40 jobs when they typically lose jobs this time of year. Some of the newest elementary schools in the Bend Lapine School District have the worst student-to-computer ratios. They have to build up their inventory from nothing compared to older schools. And that is why Ponderosa Elementary's PTA is working to get more grants to buy more computers. PTA spokesperson Angela Miller says they applied last week to get a grant from Deschutes County Commissioners and was denied, but they're not giving up.
So the district averages about one computer for every four students. Ponderosa's ratio is 4.36. to one. So that's one computer for every 4.36 students. So we're getting there. We're getting kind of closer to the district average, but the national average statistically is 1 to 3.
Parents know it's crucial students have access to computers, especially those students who may not have computers at home. The PTA will continue to apply for grants from private foundations to get more computers in the school. Service workers in St. Charles continue to try and reach a contract agreement nearly 9 months after they voted to unionize. Next Wednesday, workers plan to hold a candlelight vigil at the hospital. They emphasize it's not a picket, but a public showing of solidarity.
You know, right now workers are, you know, want to get together, want to have a public event where they can really talk about what it is we're negotiating about, right? What they want to see in the hospital's improvements, how they want to see quality care, you know, affordable health care for themselves and their families, and really holding St. Charles accountable to a broader community.
That is Felicia Higgins with the Service Employees International Union. The candlelight vigil is planned for Wednesday, November 2nd from 5 to 6 p.m. at the corner of Neff and the hospital entrance. And more improvement for the Bend man struck on his bike last week while riding near Sisters High School. 59-year-old Gary Bowne is now in serious condition, improved from critical condition when he was first admitted. His friend Lillian Foreman says everyone is pulling for him.
He is a very strong-willed, intense individual who's very good at getting things done, and he's in really good shape.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very, very fit 60-year-old man. So that's good stuff going for him.
Since Gary is only a part-time employee at Sisters High School, he doesn't have any health insurance. Several fundraisers are planned in the coming weeks, including one this Sunday at Sisters High School. And the Forest Service is planning several fall-prescribed burns during the next few days. The low to moderate intensity underburn starts tomorrow and will continue for several days, depending on the weather. Even though prescribed burns do sometimes cause some smoke and occasionally jump the lines, fire spokesperson Lisa Clark says overall they do much more good than harm.
Some of the goals are to reduce hazardous fuels. We really look at that, particularly when it's near roadways or near subdivisions. We're also looking at opportunities to basically reintroduce fire to our ecosystems out there. They evolved with fire, and it's really an important tool to keeping our forests healthy.
If you come across a prescribed burn, you are asked to be extra careful because there may be smoke and fire vehicles in the area. Hunters are also need to be very cautious when walking near those burn areas. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.